Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair. Meemaw with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Well, hello and welcome to the Christian Perspective. I'm Chris Hughes, and I'm so glad you've joined us today for Family Friday. You might be able to tell I'm a little under the weather today. But the great news is Tani Albers is with us, and she always brings sunshine into our lives and great parenting advice. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and thank our host here at Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary for allowing us to have the Christian Perspective Studios on their campus. And a lot of great things going on here. If you're looking for a school starting in the fall next semester, I encourage you to look at the College of Mid-America or Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary. You can learn more at mabts.edu. They're painting things, fixing things. It's going to look so good when the students come here in the fall. And if you don't already have a college campus to go to, we sure would love to have you be with us right here at Mid-America. Well, Connie, so much is going on, and summer is upon us, and as summer's here, kids are looking at social media, I think, probably more than ever before. Yesterday, I was watching a TV program, a news program, where people were talking about what age for their kids to get cell phones and get on social media. And I mentioned that to you. You said, well, why don't we talk about that? So as kids are home this summer, you know, we don't want them to be on their phones all the time. What can we do to guide our kids, Connie, with social media? How can they handle social media in a positive manner as they're home this summer?
You know, those are some excellent topics, and I'm so excited we're going to cover it this hour. Let's break this into segments. You know, we have our segments on the show, but, you know, we have to understand a couple of things. Why are kids running to social media in the first place? There's a core need that these kids have. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to know where they belong. They want to know, like, who am I? And sometimes, or let's just say often, kids run to social devices because that's where people are, and we are relational driven. I mean, God made us for a relationship, first with him and then with others. So they run to social media so they don't experience FOMO, fear of missing out. They want to know what's happening. School's out for the summer. Maybe they're not connecting with their friends like they were. Technology in and of itself is just a neutral thing. Like, you use technology in your ministry all the time. We're doing it now for the radio show. It's good, and it's not evil, but it can be used for evil. And so for the summer with our children, we need to be mindful of what our core needs are and where our kids' core needs are being met. And that means, yeah, they want to connect. There's nothing wrong with that. But make sure they stay connected with the family, that they aren't just unleashed to 10 hours of which, you know, unfortunately, kids are spending more and more time checking all the different apps.